I'm sitting here in the press room of Javopolis with David Booth, who is the executive marketing manager for JetBrains, which is the maker of IntelliJ. And I wanted to kind of talk to you about Eclipse and NetBeans are free. So why would someone use IntelliJ since they have to pay for it?
At JetBrains, we're always thinking about the future of the needs of the developers that are going to be using our products. So we're really thinking about the future of IDEA. And so you probably know that IDEA was the first IDE to come out with refactoring and introduce refactoring to the Java industry. Since then, we've been a little bit ahead of the curve when it comes to productivity and helping everyone to stay as productive as possible. You're definitely correct when you say that Sun and IBM, like Eclipse and NetBeans, are they're free, and they've got big marketing budgets to kind of support these products with all the marketing they need, the advertising, and things like that. To contrast that, IntelliJ IDEA, our sales have mostly come from word of mouth and through our involvement in the Java community. We don't really feel that with a product like IntelliJ IDEA, big-scale marketing campaigns, they're not really that necessary because we have that user support and the word of mouth that's already out there. Is IntelliJ IDEA going to be free in the future? I was speaking with Java Champion last night at the meet and greet at Javopolis, and he was telling me that even though we have a program where we give Sun Java Champions free IntelliJ IDEA, he still pays for his because he feels like it's one of the only IDs out. It's the only ID out there worth paying for. So, and he said he'd pay the full price again. He's totally happy with it. So, to answer the free question, we're probably not going to be going in that direction, especially when we have support like that from our audience. So our fans are definitely happy. And to answer your other question about why would some people end up going over to IntelliJ IDEA, from the conversations that I've been having here at Javopolis so far, we've been talking a lot about the huge number of refactorings that IntelliJ IDEA has, the Swing GUI developer, the web development features that are really supporting as the web changes from web 1.1 to web 2.0. And the thing is, most of the developers for IntelliJ IDEA are really like hardcore coders. So the features that they find the most interesting are the ones that they use every day. We're talking about like advanced code editing features like intention actions, intelligent code completion, quick code navigation, just being able to flip between your code and find everything you need to really fast. And even though IDEs like Eclipse and NetBeans have some similar features to IntelliJ IDEA, it's more than just having the features that we find is really important. It's the way that the features work together and the way that you can just access everything you need to right at your fingertips really easily, and it's intuitive. So if you end up trying out IDEA for, well, you already use it yourself, but if your readers end up trying IDEA, then taking the time to actually get into it, you realize how intuitive it is, and it makes it really difficult to switch. We have a lot of people that just continuously upgrade to every edition because they just can't see changing out of the IDE ever. I think that answers pretty much all of them. Was there
anything that sure does. Thank you very much, David.
All right, thanks.